It's the award-winning gutter, an absolutely landmark award-winning gutter, one that will win all the awards because it's Happy Cody Gakpo Day. Well, it was Cody Gakpo night last night. It's Cody Gakpo Day, and I'm going to keep saying Cody Gakpo until my head falls off. And to join me in doing that are Ian Salmon, Neil Atkinson, and Robbie O'Neill. Me and Neil, we were in Birmingham last night. We walked out of that Villa Park ground into a dark Birmingham night, rain falling, happy. We'd won. Got back to our hotel because we were going to stay over, and the news broke. The Joycey notification bit paid off. Joycey up on my phone telling me bits that Liverpool have signed the player. We went mad, didn't we, Neil? We lost it big time.
I would say you lost it. I got to see you.
Oh, come on!
I was obviously very.
You're
happy.
More sanguine.
I was very happy with the turn of events. What I got to see was the full machine move into action.
Yeah.
Rob gloriously said to his eldest son Danny. He turned to Danny, he's quick as a flash, and said, "Get me everything you can on Cody Gakpo." Danny, get the Gakpo file.
Before I knew it, updates were coming in from all angles.
They really were as well. I mean, Danny very much rose to the task that was in front of him. There was all the Gakpo information that you needed. There was videos. There was honestly, it was an overwhelming machine to be part of.
I was getting messages from sources as well.
You were getting messages from your own sources that you managed to cultivate through years of guttering. It was tier one sources for a tier one gutter. It was overwhelming stuff. And before the mains had arrived in the Indian restaurant, we had a show done.
We reacted, didn't we?
We reacted immediately.
Like, motherfuckers.
But in the cold light of day, as the people who break transfer news refer to themselves, in the cold light of day, I think it's. I like Liverpool's new thing where they get another club to do the negotiation for them.
Yeah,
it feels like it's really streamlining the process where they get another club to basically get it all but done, and then Liverpool go, "But we want him."
You got the price, guys. You sure that's the right price? You're ready to do the deal at that price? Okay, now we'll have him.
Yeah, that's how it works. It seems to be what we do now.
That's why you don't need a sporting director anymore.
You just basically get other clubs to do most of the graft.
Just watch Julian Ward's getting off.
Yeah, doesn't even get to negotiate the price anymore. He gets told what it is.